remarks of the president at a breakfast of the National Cartoonists Association, Carlton Hotel, Washington, D.C., November 6, 1951.
There's one thing I would like very much to have done. I'd like for the cartoonists to stand up. I've only seen three. I wasn't quite sure whether it was a cartoonist breakfast or not. I can't tell you how much I appreciate this book. I have, a larger collection of cartoons on myself than any other president ever had, and I'm very proud of it. There isn't wall space enough in my present cramped quarters in the White House office to hang them all up. I take turn about. I leave them hanging around and take them down and put up some others. And this will go with that collection. I shall probably take them out of the book and have each one of them framed, and when I get my archives building constructed, I'll put these in a special room. About that silver dollar in the Potomac. It was a Spanish piece of eight. And it was thrown across the Rappahannock. If you go down there and take a look at the place where Washington lived, any 10-year old boy could toss a dime across the Rappahannock at that place. But I'm doubtful that Washington, with his acquisitive head of paddock, would ever let loose of a Spanish piece of it. That's where we got that bit proposition, you know, to take a Spanish piece of eight and cut it into eight parts. And that's one bit is 12.5 cents. Two bits, 4 bits. Their present generation of kids don't know what 2 bits mean because they never heard of it. My grandmother didn't talk in any other figure but bits. Rube, you're an artist, and whistle stop proposition, I'd like to have you for the principal interview for this. talking about that gentleman whom the storyteller mentioned, there are a great many stories on that subject, none of which I know, but if you look up the history of that subject, you find that it's most interesting. I'm here to tell you how very much I appreciate your willingness to take a hand in this anti-inflation move. You know, we've had, beginning in December of last year, managed to get on top of the price and wage situation, and we needed a few more powers to carry the thing to its logical conclusion. Well, on account of the fact that the situation had leveled off, our friends decided that the emergency was over and we didn't need any more power. So the spiral has begun again. And this drive that's on now for savings is the best break that we possibly can have to prevent that spiral from going to disaster. We had the same situation with regard to the economic recovery program. The countries that we had been helping had arrived at a position where they were just on the verge of being self-supporting. And then the key and fundamental proposition in the economic recovery program was taken away from us, and we're going to have much trouble That's the reason, all the speculation to the contrary, that's the reason General Eisenhower came to see me. We had matters that affect the welfare of the whole world to discuss. And the fundamental basis of the world stabilization proposition is the Treasury of the United States of America. It's the only fundamental currency that's sound and solid. And what you're doing is to keep that fundamental basis of trade in a position and in a condition where the finances of the world can be eventually stabilized. I'm no economist and don't pretend to be, but it's my business to find out what remedies are necessary to meet not only our domestic situations, but world situation, but the world situation. What you're doing is a contribution not only to the stabilization of our domestic economy, but it is a stabilization program that affects the world around. Whether we like it or not, we've been forced into a position of world leadership. We shirked it in 1920. We kept our back turned on it all through that period from 1920 to 1939. And then it became perfectly apparent that difficulties were going to affect the whole world. And a meeting was held on the cruiser Augusta, in which an Atlantic Charter was signed. That was the beginning of the present foreign policy of the United States, and there hasn't been any change in it from then till now. We are trying to assume the responsibility which God Almighty has given us. And you're helping us to assume that responsibility in a way that would be effective by what you're doing for this savings and stamp bond drive. I can't express to you the appreciation that I feel for what you're doing. It's a patriotic gesture that is practical. Patriotism is a practical thing. It means that you're trying to make your country arrive at a position where it can meet the responsibilities which it now has in the world. Sam, I appreciate that statement you made about your loyalty to the president. I think the most every person, I don't care what his politics is, appreciates that the office of the president, not the man that's in it, is due a certain respect. I don't understand sometimes the kudos that I get unless I think back to the time when I was about 18 years old when I saw the first president of the United States that I ever saw. I ran three blocks and almost couldn't breathe when I got to the point where he was making a speech at the street corner in Kansas City, Missouri. And I'll never forget the thrill I got at seeing the man who represented the government of the United States in person. And I always have to think back to that when somebody like him comes in and gives me a lot of kudos, bows and things, because I'm not used to that sort of thing and don't like it personally. But there are a lot of things in the office of the presidency that I don't like, but that doesn't make a damn bit of difference, so I have to take it anyway. Keep up the good work that you're doing. You're really helping save the financial structure of the world in the program that you're carrying out. And I hope that next time you have a breakfast, that you invite me, whether I have the title or not. I'm bored here. I was terribly hungry when I got here.